Madmarv's Notebook for August 15, 2012. My latest time sink has been a game on Android called Aura Lux, A-U-R-A-L-U-X. It's basically a real-time strategy game where you have this star and you're in a little, not really a galaxy, but the playing board is made up of other stars. And each star produces a bunch of dots, about one per second. And then as they build up dots, you can use the dots, like soldiers, to go and attack other dots, attack other stars, or to build up another dormant star into a producing star. And basically, stars produce more dots, build up stars or take over stars, and the game just fills up by you building up more forces to go and attack the other guys, and you win the game by conquering the playing board. Basically, take over the galaxy, I guess. And this is really addictive in real time because it's only one type of unit, the one unit that does everything. There's no specialization, and every side has the same production rate, basically one dot per star per second. And your forces are pretty much just determined by how many stars you control at any given time. And there, you start off against two other opponents, both of them computer controlled. So you're outnumbered 2-1, and the strategy in this game comes down to you staying out of the way until the other guys start attacking each other. Otherwise, you get basically every dot kills another dot on a 1-for-1 basis, so there's no way you can really outmaneuver two opponents. You're always going to get outnumbered, unless you manage to outproduce them by some wide margin, by some fluke. But most of the time, you just have to guard your borders and hope that the other guys start attacking each other rather than both of them attacking you. And when you see your opportunity, you simply strike and take down their production facility and then take over their star. And then eventually, if you do this the right way, you just take over the whole board. But that's always the trick, isn't it? Even on the hardest levels, sometimes you can finish a game in 2 or 3 minutes if the stars happen to be close together and they start attacking each other right away. Or it could take a very long time if it's a very large board with a bunch of small stars spread far apart. And then if they start attacking you instead of attacking each other, it could be a very long, drawn-out battle. So that's been keeping me busy for, I don't know, the past 3 or 4 days. Too bad I don't have anything really interesting to talk about, but I promise I'll have something more interesting tomorrow. Bye.